good evening to you. I'm glad you've all been able to join us for this investigation. My boss always prefers to have all the suspects under one roof. It helps us with our inquiries and saves on footwork, which in turn saves on boots, and thus helps us to keep the force within our very strict budget. The devil alone knows I've not had a new pair of boots in, 10 years. But that's because I prefer shoes myself. Anyway, there's more. We aren't just here to talk about footwear. We're here to talk about a murder. The murder of Lee Precorn. You see, although we found Lee hanging from the rafters on a noose of sorts, it was a fairly simple matter to rule out suicide, as there was no furniture to speak of from which he could have jumped, and he was a good 15 feet off the ground. His body, of course, has been taken away for investigation, but it's an easy enough matter to determine what killed him. It was someone else. That's why I've called you all here. And there's more. You see, you are all suspects. You were the ones that originally arranged to meet him here at the village hall tonight to discuss Lee Precorn's new property development proposals for the village. He certainly had some very ambitious schemes afoot to transform his estate and this village. But it looks like the only thing he'll be transforming now will be the soil itself. Even then it won't be him, but the worms and other beasties. Anyway, that's all besides the point. What we need to find out first is who killed him. I've managed to find a hard copy of the plan of the hall in the corridor. I think it's a fire evacuation plan, but at least it'll show you the hall layout, which should prove useful. But for now, though, what I would suggest you all do is introduce yourselves to each other. Father, perhaps as a priest to this flock, you'd like to go first.